The 80-page complaint names Joe Percoco, until recently a top aide to the governor, and the head of the State University of New York's Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calieros, who's also the highest-paid official in the state. Percoco and his wife, who was hired as a no-show consultant to a Hudson Valley power plant project, illegally pocketed $322,000 over 4 years, says U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
We allege that Joseph Percoco, the former executive deputy secretary to the governor, and therefore one of the most powerful people in all of New York, was on the take.
Percoco was Andrew Cuomo's right-hand man. He was even referred to by the governor's father, the late former Governor Mario Cuomo, as his third son. Percoco was known in state government as Andrew Cuomo's enforcer. Most believe that when Percoco spoke, often admonishing those who disagreed with Cuomo, that he spoke for the governor. Calieros masterminded much of Cuomo's vast upstate economic development programs. Bharara alleges that Calieros, along with lobbyist Todd Howe, gamed the bidding system, in some cases even allowing key developers who made large campaign contributions to Cuomo to actually write the bids to tailor them to their own needs.
Elaine Calieros, the president of SUNY Polytechnic, and Todd Howe publicly made it appear as if these contracts were being awarded through a fair and open bidding process. But behind the scenes, they were cynically rigging the whole process so that the contracts would go to hand-picked friends of the administration, friends being a euphemism for large donors.
Todd Howe, the U.S. attorney alleges, made money on both sides, working both for the nonprofit associated with the state to facilitate the contracts and also accepting money from the developers. Bharara announced that Howe pleaded guilty to an 8-count indictment. He's now a cooperating witness in the case. Two major upstate developers have also been charged in the complaint, Syracuse-based Core Development and its officers, and Buffalo-based real estate developer Louis Simonelli. The complaint, in part, reads like an episode from The Sopranos. It alleges that Percoco actually took inspiration from the TV show about organized crime, choosing to use the word ziti as a code word when demanding bribe payments.
As in, and this is described in the complaint, quote, keep the ziti flowing, close quote, and, quote, don't tip over the ziti wagon.
Governor Cuomo issued a statement shortly after the complaint was made public, saying in part he is saddened and profoundly disappointed and that he has zero tolerance for abuse of the public trust, saying if anything, a friend should be held to an even higher standard. Cuomo has distanced himself from Percoco and Howe since the spring when word of the federal probe got out. The governor spoke back on May 10th.
If anyone did anything wrong, I will be the first to throw the book at them.
Cuomo was not named in the complaint, but he's known to be a hands-on manager. Bharara was asked by a reporter whether, based on his investigation so far, he could give Cuomo a clean bill of health.
What I can say at this moment is that there are no allegations of any wrongdoing or misconduct by the governor anywhere in this complaint. That's all I'm going to say.
The criminal charges against Cuomo's associates and former top aide come as both former leaders of the state legislature face lengthy prison terms over federal corruption convictions. It also comes as State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is charging SUNY Poly's Calieros and another SUNY Poly board member with felony bid rigging in connection with several public development projects. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.